Zach takes strike one, belt high, outer half of the plate. 1-1 to count. 4-3, Detroit Community Christian with the lead. Bottom of the sixth. The pitcher, Ricky Bug. Ready to go. He delivers, and Zach swings and misses. I think he fooled him there with that pitch. And now, a 1-2 count on Zach Gomersall. Norse down a run. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. Insurance run at the plate. Two out. Sixth inning. Pitch to Zach. Way outside. And just like his uniform number, it's 2-2. Boy, Ponko's really pacing over there in the third base coach's area. He wants this one. Wind really howling out now here at the Wells Sports Complex. 2-2 the count on Zach Gomersall. He swings and hits a long drive left field. That ball in the corner. That is a fair ball. It's going to the fence. Here comes Peterson. He scores. Right behind him, Cota scores. Gomersall. The RC comes through. He clubs one to the 337 sign in the left field corner with two strikes at him. And the Norse take the lead 5-4 in the sixth inning. How about that? Boy, Cota was on his horse in first base. He was running. He almost caught up to Peterson. And there was no way Ponko wasn't going to send him either.
Josh Blake.
Josh Blake, the batter. As the Norse take the lead 5-4 here in the sixth inning. Blake takes inside corner strike, 0-1. Huge hit for Zach Gomersall. As he absolutely creamed that ball. Only question was fair or foul. And it landed a couple feet fair. Now Blake swings. He drives it deep to left field. It is gone but not forgotten. Touch them all, Jake. Josh Blake. Oh, there was absolutely no question about that one. An absolute laser for Josh Blake to left field. Way, way over the fence. And it is now 7-4. How about that? Wow, did he cream that one. Now Chase Carlson, the batter.
At the plate, number 99, Chase Carlson.
7-4 Norse. They've scored four in the inning. Two on Zach's hit, and then two on the home run by Blake. Now Chase Carlson. Outside with that pitch. Ball one. Absolutely no doubt about that one. That ball sailed way out of here. Now Carlson bounces one to third. The throw across is not in time. He drops it.
And Carlson safe.
So he's safe on the error. E3 will put a runner on for the Norse and bring up Ryan Strutzel.
Ryan Strutzel up for Bay College.
He walked with the bases loaded last inning. Now the Norse with a base runner leading 7-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. You can never have enough either. So, hey, you get another chance to score, you take it until the third out. Man, did Josh Blake cremate that ball. Holy smokes. Pitch in for a strike. So two big solid hits when the Norse needed it the most. They were one strike away from being down 4-3 going to the seventh. But Gomersall came through, and so did Blake. A little bit outside with a pitch to Strutzel. Man on first and two outs. Big swing and a miss there. Well, he didn't get cheated on the swing, I'll tell you that. Bless you. A ball and two strikes on Ryan Strutzel. Now we're ready. Bug delivers outside. Remember, he's got a roster over there with 13 guys all together. And so he probably just ran out of pitching, this being four games in 2 days. And the Norris took advantage. Bug delivers. A little bit low, and the count is full. 3-2 the count. Chase Carlson at first. Two out in the sixth. And Strutzel smacks one into the left field corner, foul. Three and two again on Strutzel. Remember, he drew a key walk last inning. Actually got us a run with the bases loaded. Low and away, ball four.
Strutzel draws the walk.
So he drew another one. And now, Brandon Watts.
Brandon Watts.
I betcha he doesn't swing at the first pitch this time. He did last time with the bases loaded, and it didn't go well for him. He put down a real nice bunt his first time up for a base hit. Ninth batter to come up in the inning for the Norse, and he takes upstairs, ball one. A huge rally for the Norse here in the sixth. They lead 7-4. Two on base, though. Two out. There's a strike in at the letters to number 13, Brandon Watts. As we near the 5 o'clock mark here, long day of baseball at the Wells Sports Complex. Up high with that pitch, 2-1. First and second, two out, bottom of the sixth inning. Ooh, inside it hit.
Watts is hit by the pitch.
So Brandon Watts gets plunked by the pitch.
To the plate, number one, Jake Sager.
And Jake Sager will be the batter. With the bases loaded and two down, he's the 10th man to come up in this inning. Norse 7, Lions 4, 3 on, 2 out. First pitch, he swings, hits a looping fly ball to center field. That's going to land. That's a base hit. Carlson scores. Coming behind him to the plate, scoring, standing up is Strutzel. It's a two-run single for Jake Sager. And it's now 9-4, Bay College here in the sixth inning. Just a little looper into center field, and it got the job done. Two-run single. They're at the corners. Mal Feliciano batting. Pitches a strike. He'll steal second. And Watts will scamper back to third. He had to get around the third baseman to get back to the bag. So the Norse have scored six here in the sixth. Mal Feliciano with a runner at second, a runner at third, and two out in the sixth inning. Upstairs with that pitch. Ricky Bug trying to close things out for Detroit Community Christian here in the sixth inning. Now we're ready. That pitch in for a strike. Think about the walk that Coda drew And then Zach getting two strikes on him, and Gomersol just delivered to the 337 sign and left. Two strikes now on Mel Feliciano, the 11th man to come up this inning. He pops this one up foul ground. That one is headed over toward the shed, which is going to be used for the last time until fall ball in September, when we have our usually a dozen or so exhibition games, mostly on the road, but we get a couple here. I think Delta came up last year in the fall ball. I think Alpena did too. A ball and two strikes again on Mel Feliciano. And he swings it, smokes it down the left field line, fair ball. Base hit. That'll go into the corner. One run is home. Here comes another. And it's a big snowman here in the sixth inning. Eight runs in.
The double scores two more runs for Bay College.
And now the score is 11-4. And we're going to get a runner. It'll be Bill Hosegood for Mel Feliciano, who gets a hug from Coach Ponko over there. Hosegood's going to run, and we're going to get another conference on the mound here with the score now 11-4, and Gibby will come up for the second time this inning. A two-run double for Mel Feliciano. All right, we're waiting for the conference to end. And we'll get back to baseball with the runner out at second base. It'll be Bill Hosegood doing the running. And the batter is Zach Gibson. Bottom of the sixth.
Number 14, Zach Gibson.
The Norse now leading 11-4. With a big eight spot. And Zach Gibson at the plate. Takes a strike over the outside edge. Man on second, two out. This is a huge two out rally. Eight runs. Swing and a miss. So, Gibby up there with a runner at second, two outs. Now, pitcher Bug leading over. Long stare in to the catcher Watkins. Now he goes into the line, delivers, and Gibby fouls it off into the Bay College dugout. Hopefully next year we have new dugouts. Those piles of bricks have been sitting there for 3 years. 5 years? Yeah, they've been there a while. And these are the old Escanaba Bears dugouts. I mean, the rest of the field is obviously a big upgrade. Another foul ball here by Zach. The scoreboard out there and the playing surface and the dirt and the soil, that's all Bay College Norse paid for all of that, the fencing. But the dugouts are still the relics from the Escanaba Bears. Swinging a foul back. So Gibby battling up there. Still at the plate with a runner on second. Bug, ready to go, delivers. Outside. And now runners take it off for third because the ball is off the catcher's mitt. So a pass ball moves Hosegood into third base. Two balls, two strikes, still two out. Jammed him and he pops it foul out of play. Norse trailed 4-3. They were down twice in this game, 2-0 and then 4-2. Came into this inning down 4-3. There were two outs, two strikes on Gomersall. And Zach kept it going. Here's a shot by Gibby into the left center field gap. A base hit, another run. And it gets all the way to the fence, and Zach will keep going into second base.
Gibson with the double to score a run for Bay College.
Long at bat for Gibby. He brings home a run. Yeah, now it's 12-4.
Jace Cota.
And Jace Cota the batter. 12-4 Norse, bottom of the sixth. Cota with a double, a home run, and a walk, and a pop-up. He is 2-for-3 in the game. He has scored a pair of runs. Cota swings and smokes it to right center field, a base hit. That's going to go all the way to the warning track. Rounding third, headed home. Here comes Gibby. He scores.
Cota with the single to score a run.
We got to get Cota up again and get him a triple for the cycle. 13-4, a 10-run inning. All with two out. And guess who's up? Zach Gomersall with the score 13-4 here in the sixth inning. Ooh, he took a big swing and he wanted to send that one to New Zealand. 0-1 the count on Zach Gomersall. Down low to Zach, 1-1 the count. Two out, runner at first, a 10-run inning, all with two outs. Zach swings, hits a fly ball, right field, into the corner. There's a fair ball, rolling to the 301 sign. Rounding third, headed home. Here comes Cota. He scores, and the Norse win. Gomersall completes an 11-run rally on.
And that's the game.
Two outs. Boy, Cota was busting his behind, too, to get all the way around. And an RBI double for Zach Gomersall. And they bring out the water jug and throw it all over Gomersall. And the only bad thing to see is Scotty Hiller out there on crutches. But at least he's out there. Final score in six innings. The Norse get 11 runs in the sixth inning on one out. And they go from being down 4-3 to winning 14-4. We're back with a post-game show.